712-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Something of God is happening. Can anybody agree with me here? If we had in Trinidad had testimony service, they'd have still been testifying. Just from last year, you know, businesses, all kind of things happening. But again, the atmosphere of the prophetic and those that just take it, they don't question it, they're not familiar with it, they don't, you know, wonder why, they just take it and receive it and go with it, plant it and go. It's amazing how fast things come up. But this is a year of kingdom advancement. The kingdom is going to advance in leaps and bounds, take big strides before this year is out. Okay, we're already starting to see manifestations of it. Simultaneously, the wicked are going to become more wicked. This is why God has prepared Goshen. The wicked are going to become more wicked. Liars are going to lie more. There'll be more bills and laws passed that are just whack. A nation that forgets God. There'll be a lot of shakings. There'll be a lot of things that go on. So we have to stay in the pathway. Amen. Tell someone, just stay in the pathway. Keep God first in your life. He said, of the increase of his government and peace, there'll be no end. Peace in the midst of a world gone wild. Okay, let me say first we will see. Tell somebody, you're going to see something. You're going to see manifestation. You're going to see things manifest. I was so glad that there was someone with me, my wife, of course, who could witness. I come and I tell you all just little things about stuff. But when you get someone that is there with you that can witness these things, you'll see what God is capable of doing in what is so-called a third world country. And nothing third world about it. It's a kingdom that's being wrought. So we will see manifestations. Look at someone and tell them, expect to. Not just mystical, you know, no, tangible. You will see it, you'll touch it, you'll feel it, you'll know. It's not just something you hope and you see by faith. No, there's going to be manifestation this year. Not only that, the wonderful thing about that is that you, tell somebody, you. Will be the demonstration. You're going to be the one demonstrating it. You're going to be the one that people call blessed. Come on, you're going to be the one that people gather around. You're going to be the one that people bring their problems to. Come on, they're going to see manifestation on your life. Amen. They're going to see. I heard a little voice shouting out there. Amen. They're going to see manifestation on your life because you will be the demonstration. You know what? You don't have to vaunt anything. You don't have to showcase anything. You're not going to have to market you. God going to market you. God going to do it. You got to tell nobody. Go out there bragging about nothing, showing nobody nothing. Just be who you are. And let your light shine, and God's going to bring them to you. You will be the demonstration. Stop looking down on yourself. That day is over. That day is past. Stop feeling like you're not worthy. Like you don't have what it takes. You got more than what it takes. And it's about to manifest. You have right now more than enough. Tell somebody right now, you ain't seen nothing yet. This thing is happening. This thing is happening. You know what? It's the day star. It's that incorruptible seed. See, we've been through a time of gestation. The seed is taking root. Come on, that incorruptible seed. Now that seed is starting to grow. Tell somebody, ain't no stopping it now. It's going to grow all the way out into eternity. And then, so see, of the increase of his government and his peace, his government and his peace, there'll be no end. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get better and better and better and better and better and brighter and brighter and brighter and stronger and stronger and stronger. The world is going to get darker and darker and darker while the church is positioned for her finest hour. Come on, this is God's kind intention toward his church. It's not gloom and doom and woe is us. No, the revelation is the revelation of the Christ. He's holy. When he shows up, everything not like him, everything that doesn't bear his nature. That's why the world, it says that Peter said he saw the world caught fire, that the heavens were rolled back like a scroll, and the great noise, everything was destroyed. It's not what you think, but it's his presence. His presence was going to take this city over. The Holy Ghost, his presence, God's presence. Programs are wonderful. We need programs. We need strategies, but it ain't that that's going to do it. It's going to be his presence. His presence is going to drive back the darkness. The water level is going to rise. You will be the demonstration. We've practiced this for years and years. You must and you will speak the transformation. Come on, you will speak the transformation. You can maybe bear witness with me, but it's interesting how now the time for manifestation from the time something is spoken is being shortened. I don't know if you experienced that. I'm experiencing that. That's why I spoke about offering. Boom. That just slipped out. And they was taking up the offering. Hold everything. But no, truly, the time between your speaking something and it manifesting. I'm telling you, watch over the next 6 months. It's going to shorten. Look at somebody, tell them, be careful what you say. And it's not because we've, you know, gotten all A's on our report card. And it's not because we've been all this and that. No, it's a kairos. It's the time of manifestation, demonstration, and transformation. Would to God that we are all positioned for God simply to do what he's always said he would do. Jesus met me in a way on this trip. And even before I left for this trip, he's been meeting me in ways that I won't say are foreign, but I've not known him like that. I stand in awe. Amen, I stand in awe. And he's showing me a pathway. Just stay in this pathway and you will discover more and more. Remember, before I left, I said that the Lord said, these words I speak unto you, that in me you might have peace. He said, these words I speak to you, that in me, where? In these words I speak to you, you will find me and you will have peace. In the world, you'll have obstacles, tribulation, but stay in the word. You know, we come home from the trip, and the boys had stayed with my oldest son, Trevor, and the girls were staying somewhere else. So, you know, no one was in the house. And come home and went to turn the house was warm. We went to turn the air on and air started working, and then it kind of stopped working right. And you know, the first thing people will tell you, you know, well, you know, you've been preaching for the Lord, and you know, the devil gonna attack you. I didn't see none of that stuff. The devil, you're a lie. You go out and the enemy go, and you know, it's gonna cost you $5,000-$7,000 to get the air conditioner, and all the, you know, the devil bring that to you. I tell them to leave. get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. See, in times like that, you stay in the pathway. Come on. See, because there's something in your pathway. Come on. Tell somebody, stay in the pathway. And I thought about something. You know, the next day, it was okay. Then the next day, it got worse. I thought, wow. So I said, you know, the Lord brought something to me in prayer. One of my brothers that does that type of work. I said, okay, well, let me give him a call and maybe come take a look at it and tell me what it's going to cost to get it fixed. And so he comes on out and takes a look at it, says it's nothing really serious. It didn't take him any, if you don't know stuff, you know, it's good to have some experts around you that know this stuff. Because I'm thinking, you know, something wrong with the air conditioner. You know, I can see, you know, the enemy trying to give you a picture, moving air, big old air conditioner, changing parts, and, you know, six-figure bill, you know. He finished up. He said, listen, I said, well, how much owe you? He said, no, just all you owe me is, I forget exactly how he put it, but just keep feeding me wisdom and knowledge and feeding me the word and you know. But my point is this. See, God has people like that in our life that love God or walking with God like that. But the point is, the battle was before that. Well, the enemy wanted to establish a battle, getting you out of the pathway, when God had somebody in the pathway. Come on. See, whether it be that or it be something else, if you stay in the pathway, the word says to be anxious for nothing. See this, I'm already taking y'all to Goshen. Okay, I'm kind of whetting the appetite for Goshen. Because see, this is what Goshen is. Because see, when it started breaking out in Egypt, they was in Goshen. So we are the demonstration. We will see the manifestation. And we will speak the transformation. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 65 of Mega Grace. From Canaan to Goshen. God has to work on the house of God. Saints have houses to be concerned with. First, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, we live in a physical house. And finally, there is the house of God. Ministry and the calling on your life shouldn't be separated. We must learn to get along with people that don't even want to change. If you're going to be made for the palace, you have to be made in the temple.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.